Thank you for calling Local Splash. My name is Theo. Can I get your phone number, please?
205-441-8976.
Thank you. And your name, please?
Bruce Collins.
Thank you, Bruce. Okay. Let me pull up your account. And this is for Nathaniel Handyman Services.
Yeah, it's for both of them.
Okay.
But let's start with Handyman Nathaniel.
All right.
For some reason, are you a supervisor?
No, I'm not.
All right. For some reason, the people in there, they said the bag seemed to think that Nathaniel is supposed to be worked on, but that they're just managing the website. And what's going on, they have my number wrong on the new online profile. And I took a whole day or half a day Thursday dealing with it to have to do it today. So the number, if you pull up the online profile, you can see on the call tracking my on that venue, is that's the number that I want when people see you online, okay? Not a call track.
I see.
And, you can see the number that I have there on.
Yeah, so we have this phone number, that's 205-441-8976.
No, that's my main number for Nathaniel.
Yes.
Cox Handyman.
Mm-hmm.
What should be on Nathaniel? Jasmine.
850-530-1678.
And if you pull up the online listing, the online presence, you can see where when we pull up the dashboard, they have it up there on the dashboard. I appreciate it. I've been trying the last 3 days to get somebody just to follow me so they can see it. If it's not legitimate, I understand. If you look at the online dashboard, you can see that that number's there, but it's not on
it. It's like you're a customer and look up on the online profile. It's a false tracking number.
If you search back as a customer online, you will get a call tracking. I don't want call tracking. We had one, and we moved it and even paid for another phone number so that we could have a Pensacola number. That's the number that I want at them. I don't know what's so hard about that to understand that.
I see. Okay.
And
well,
I just wanted to know when that could be done. I'm sorry.
Sure. Okay, that's fine.
Go ahead.
So I am looking at both profiles, right? So for Cox Handyman, we are using the 8976. And then for Nathaniel, we are using the 1678. I'm looking at the dashboard as well for both, for Nathaniel Handyman Services and, of course, Cox Handyman. Now, on the Pensacola, or essentially for Nathaniel, you may be looking at when you're trying to log in, because that's the thing, since we have the same owner for both businesses.
Telling me if a customer searches for an online presence with everything says the call tracking number. The dashboard shows us our phone number.
Okay. What my wife is saying is that when you go to the dashboard, you can see the number. But if you was just out there Googling, and it comes up, a call tracking number is there. We want that removed. Just act like you're
all
Googling
right.
that thing ahead
of
it, so you can see it better.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do as well. Let me try one more time, Nathaniel. And services. So we On the Nathaniel side, we are, let me see. Looking at the Google profile, so on the Google profile, it's the 1678. On the website, NathanielHandymanServices.com, still the 1678. But there is one. I think I found what you're referring to. Okay. Where is that?
So, I don't know if you can take a picture of it. I've aggravated the people in the back room. I do apologize. I just want my stuff right.
Oh, of course.
And I apologize. I seem a little offensive. Mm-hmm. The main thing I want is I'd like to get it where you say you see it. Let me leave that alone. That's neither here nor there.
Wait, because I saw on Google the 850985. I think that's the one that we're trying to get rid of.
Yeah, and nobody really talked to me about how we found it. I think when you first get an account, somebody should have been on the phone and kind of said, well, how do you find it like that?
I found it again.
Yes. Now, take a picture of it. And she found it again, so she needs to send it to somebody. Can I send it to you now?
Of course.
All right.
Send it a text message, that's fine. So you can send it to this number, the one that you call, the 877 number.
Okay. I'm about to send it.
You know which one to send it to, Jeff? You said send it to the 877.
Yeah, that's loads and numbers.
Okay, all right. Let's get that sent so we can see. I appreciate what you're doing. This is all I wanted from the jump. Somebody to look over what I'm saying and verify. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But if I'm right,
right.
We don't want to spend 2 months waiting for stuff to be done that can be done in a week.
I agree 100%. I think I see that number now. 850-985-7728. I think that's the one that we're trying to get rid of. Okay, I see that.
Right.
And on the webpage too, when you look it up like a customer.
She said it's on the web page too when you look it up like a customer.
Okay.
Yeah, when you look it up like you're a customer. So you have to look from a different angle, like you Googling, or what do you have to do?
Like you have to look up Handyman in Pensacola, and just to go through it fast, I pressed Nathaniel at the end, and it brought me straight to it.
I see. Yeah, I think.
So what we're trying to do on that online presence, anything that refers to that, what's my
phone number?
What was it again?
Your Pensacola number?
Yeah.
It is
850.
530.
1678. 1678.
78.
Yep. I would really want anything on my, when the customer see it, anything on my dashboard should all lead to that number. Call tracking number would make me so happy. That's all I want. Now, the people in the back seem to think that they are not supposed to do anything with Nathaniel right now because they got Nathaniel mixed up with Cox Handyman Service. So then basically they think that this way. They think that they're not supposed to be handling anything with Nathaniel. When it's the other way around, Cox Handyman Service is the only one that they just managed the website on. Now what I asked about Cox is this. When they built my Yelp account. My Yelp account, if you pull it up for Cox, and if you could do that, Did we get the other
amount of tickets? Samuel Handyman Services also has the call tracking number.
We're going to get to that.
I'm
yeah.
Text them a picture. So the little tweet is to iron out, I think. So mm-hmm. if you we want to deal with Cox, even though we know y'all don't manage that anymore. And I'll tell you why. If I'm wrong, then somebody can show me and I'll understand. Mm-hmm. But if you go to the Yelp account for Cox, pull it up.
On MapQuest, mm-hmm. too, they got it this year.
Save it and then remind you to take over. Okay. Because they got some stuff wrong on MapQuest. They got some stuff wrong. But let's just deal with Cox.
Mm-hmm.
On Yelp, if you have that up, do you?
Yep, I have it.
Look at the ratings up there and tell me what year that is.
Yeah, it's 3.6 stars and 5 reviews.
But what year did I get that rating?
Let's see the reviews. Where is the reviews there? Oh, the one star? 2020 from Camille?
Yeah. So when did Splash I Implore Splash?
2022 for Cox Anyman.
Right. So if we look at that, how could you guys have built that for me? So what they did is they went back and got my Yelp page that my wife built in Birmingham. They copied mm-hmm. and pasted and put it there. Or however they did it. That's an old page that I didn't want it used because it really doesn't mm-hmm. reflect my business now.
Okay.
My sons was running it and getting them poor ratings. I don't need to get ratings like that.
Right.
And I got it on to them, but it's too late. And so they took a old listing, borrowed it because of laziness or whatever, and did not build like they promised a new Yelp page. The problem is, if it didn't have them ratings to verify, it was before y'all ever came in the picture. And if you look, mm-hmm. you can see what city it's from, Birmingham. I've never got right. y'all to do any advertising in Birmingham. And I'm all right, mm-hmm. sir. Once again, I talk like this when I'm doing business because I find that I'm here to say this 3 times. I'm hoping.
Right. Okay. Well, here's the thing, Bruce. When it comes to Yelp, I'm not sure if you can hear me okay. Can you hear me okay?
I can.
Okay. So the thing with Yelp is Yelp only allows businesses to create one profile for their business. And unfortunately, even if we created a new business page for you on Yelp for Cox Handyman with a new email, with a new everything, even all the old phone numbers and everything, Yelp would notify us and tell us that, hey, there is another business with the same name, with the same phone number, and same everything, and they will not allow us to create that new profile for you. So this current profile that we're looking at is essentially something that was created previously, as you mentioned, by your wife, and we just gained access to it, and we can go ahead and make, or we can put photos, make adjustments, like optimize it and everything. But in terms of getting
the
reviews, mm-hmm, sure.
Here's the thing about without worrying about reviews, you guys are not employed to do anything in the Cox anymore. They felt the website. Mm-hmm. I think I can download it. I just wanted if I could get a new one, that was fine. If I can't, let's leave that and get back to the business at hand.
Sure.
And that's a check. That's what I wanted from somebody earlier look, we can't do it for this reason. I got that. Mm-hmm. I understand. Now let's move on to what can be done.
Right.
Give me one at a time. Start with the local phone thing.
What's that?
The local, we're going back to Nathaniel.
Mm-hmm.
Local, what is it? How do you pronounce that phone? The yellow page.
Relevant yellow.
Relevant yellow.
Relevant yellow, yes.
What does it have?
They call it Dracula.
All right, so Relevant Yellow was built with you guys call tracking number or call tracking number, and I need that same 850-53 whatever it was, the number I said I'm using for Pensacola. Hold on, because I want to find out what's going to be done about it. Keep the map quest in your mind. I'm talking to my wife, I'm sorry.
Okay.
She's pulling it out before I get through with one. So we don't have any confusion. So how long would it normally take to get that number changed? No rush. Just would like to know, can they change it? Because it's in there. It's just the wrong number, sir.
Right. Okay, let me see. Okay. Okay, so we can put in a request so we can remove that wrong number from Relevant Yellow or from any profile that we have access to or any listing that we have access to. So that could be Relevant Yellow, that could be MapQuest, and all the others that we have access to. I can put that in the request right now to get or to change the phone number, and you will see the change done within 24 hours. All of those should be updated.
Okay, the only problem with that, I'm glad you said something, they feel in the back that they're not supposed to be working, right? They're not supposed to be working on Nathaniel. But unfortunately, it's twisted. It's just cost.
You
should be able to pull my file up and see, so we can hopefully can get them back on track where they understand.
I agree.
The website is for Cox, not Nathaniel.
That's true.
And so they should be able to. Oh, their wife's giving me directions. We're going to a job. They should be able to change that around if they know that, but they. They sent word this morning when I talked to them that they wasn't supposed to do nothing to that thing. And so I wanted to make sure that they know that they do so we can get it done.
Right. That is true.
I didn't change nothing on Google because I will be glad to do it once we get to know how to go into our dashboard and access stuff. We'll load pictures and do everything that we can do. But this is the second week with this new online presence. We wouldn't have did it that fast to take it over. So I just want, hopefully they'll be on the same page with me that they're supposed to manage Nathaniel. All right. Now, let's go to the next thing.
Yelp for Nathaniel.
So Yelp for Nathaniel is a different business with a different number. What's up?
It has the tracking number connected.
Right.
So if you pull up the Yelp, it has a call tracking number.
And I sent them a picture.
And she sent pictures of all of this so they can see what, you know, what we're talking about.
Right.
And so we really just need that number that I'm requesting since I'm paying extra money for that number and line. And I've got my business card on it. You know, that number, I would like to have all the numbers lining up.
Okay.
And nobody can get access to me if somebody decides to call me from the Yelp page now.
Right.
The wrong number. Okay, so
that's
It's really a waste. Or what kind of a waste until we can. And what is next?
We told them MapQuest too.
I haven't. Mm-hmm. So MapQuest, if you pull it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's the wrong.
And this is for Nathaniel too, right?
What'd you say, sir? I'm sorry, you're speaking.
This is for Nathaniel too?
Yes,
not
sir.
For
yes.
Okay.
That was all we needed with Cox. Once you explained to me that if somebody did that at first, I wouldn't have never said a second word. That's the page you get. You don't get one, okay? All right. And I'll build it and change my ratings and do what I need to do to make it better.
Yeah.
But we're through with Cox. Cox is running. I want to get that thing agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Right, so I did see the MapQuest with the wrong phone number still, so I'll put in the request in for that.
Did you send them the picture?
Mm-hmm. I've been telling them.
So they have the picture of it, and we're not picking. We're just, you know, and I'm pleading because I think I made somebody mad because they said they weren't supposed to manage that thing, and I know that's not right.
That's true.
Anybody could have pulled the account and looked at it. And I don't need a lot of work done. I just need the numbers changed.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be happy because then there's some things I want to do. That's all I need. The things that we see, there's a typo or error, corrected. Now, what else is it?
It was all of them. It was MapQuest, Yelp. And MapQuest.
What about the other one? It was one more you left out. It began with an M or something. What was the name of that?
Online listening?
No. It was another one they put us on.
Let me see.
Anything else you think we missed?
Yes, we're looking it up. It was one more.
Okay.
What was the other places they put us? It was one more place.
I'm trying to see. I think it was Relevant Yellow.
No, I talked to you about Relevant Yellow, right?
Yep, that's correct.
Huh?
That's already included in the request. So Yelp, Relevant Yellow, and MapQuest, yeah.
It was one more.
It was the online listing.
No, but it's another one in something they begin.
I told you MapQuest.
Give us just a second, sir, please. We're getting the rest of
it. Thank you.
That's about. Didn't they send us an email with the places they put us?
I'm going to it on the dashboard. The places they put us to see.
There's one more, thank
one
you.
One more. Yeah. Oh, the dude on my side?
Yeah.
That's the only other one.
The what now? Call it.
Dude on my side.
Dude on my side?
Yeah, but
the website.
I can't have a lock on that one.
Huh? What's
right.
It called?
The website itself still has a phone number?
Does it have a phone number?
I can't see.
That's the website. Okay, hold on, sir. We looking.
Okay, sure.
That's all of them, baby. I guess.
That's all of them. Good. That sounds like that's all of them.
Okay.
I was hoping, I know it takes time, I'm hoping they can have a change this week. I don't know how long it takes to get a number changed on online present, but I'm hoping we can get it done soon. All right, and thank you. Anything you want to say to me before we get off? Sir?
Yep, so just to confirm, we are going to use the 1678 for all the...
Yes.
Listeners.
Yes.
Okay, for Nathaniel. Okay, great. Just wanted to make sure. All right, I think we're good. Unless you have anything else?
Thank you. No, that's it. If I get them numbers changed, I'll be a happy little thing.
Yeah, I'll make sure that our back office team understands that this is definitely something that they should be taking care of. And you did provide the picture, so that would definitely help in convincing them. So thank you.
Sounds good. Thanks. Have a great one.
You too. Thank you.